Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Oblong Table of Christian Warrior Network, coming to you live from beautiful downtown Lorain, Ohio. Tonight's topic for this broadcast is Merry Christmas.
Yay!
Thank you, Brother Rusty.
Get it right.
And tonight we will be reading Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, through Matthew chapter 2, verse 18. But before we get started with tonight's show, we're going to go around the oblong table to the crew and let them introduce themselves and allow them to give their special intentions as we start the show with our prayer.
This is Brian Wayne. I want to pray for all those people that were killed in that terrorist attack in San Bernardino, California.
This is Sister Linda, and my prayer intention tonight is that everybody has a peaceful, joyous holiday, regardless of what goes on around them.
This is Brother Rusty. At this time of year, I am reminded of that which the military go through at Christmas time, those that are deployed having to be separated from their families and still willing to do what is necessary to keep the American people for the American military, but for all militaries, what they are willing to sacrifice to keep the world peaceful and in a better state of calmness. Please keep all of them and their families, as well as the police officers, the ambulance drivers, and the fire department, the firemen or fire people or whatever the politically correct term nowadays is, firefighters, keep them and their families also in your prayers.
This is Brother AJ. As I've mentioned before, this will be my last month on a radio show for the time being. I'm moving to Michigan. Satan has popped his little 2 cents in there and is trying to destroy the plans. And I'm asking for prayers from everybody that this is all going to work out. And with the help of family and friends, I'm sure that it will. Also with God's help. I should have mentioned him first. Also, prayers for my stepmom. She's back in the hospital, very ill. And I need God to really look over her. And the more prayers we get, the better it, that'll be answered. Thank you. Now, at this time, let's bow our heads in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, in the name Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, let us pray in the words that our Savior gave us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Our reading is Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. The heading is Christ Born of Mary. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them, where is the Christ? So they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for it is written by the prophet, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come the ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. He said to them, he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came up and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. And it was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem, all of its districts, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted, because they are no more.
And as we have done in the past, where I will read from the Living Bible, these are the facts concerning his mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her fiancé, being a man of stern principle, decided to break the engagement, but to do it quietly, as he didn't want to publicly disgrace her. As he lay awake considering this, he fell into a dream and saw an angel standing beside him. Joseph, son of David, the angel said, don't hesitate to make Mary as your wife, for the child within her has been conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you shall name him Jesus, meaning Savior. For he will save his people from their sins. This will fulfill God's message through his prophets. Listen, the virgin shall conceive child. She shall give birth to a son, and he shall be called Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel commanded and brought Mary home to be his wife. But she remained a virgin until her son was born. And Joseph named him Jesus. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some astrologers from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, where is the newborn king of the Jews? for we have seen his star in far off eastern lands and have come to worship him. King Herod was deeply disturbed by their question, and all Jerusalem was filled with rumors. He called a meeting of the Jewish religious leaders. Did the prophets tell us where the Messiah would be born? He asked. Yes, in Bethlehem, they said. For this is what the prophet Micah wrote. O little town of Bethlehem, you are not just an unimportant Judean village, for a governor shall rise from you to rule my people Israel. Then Herod sent a private message to the astrologers, asking them to come see him. At this meeting, he found out, found out from them the exact time and when they first saw the star. Then he told them, go to Bethlehem and search for the child. And when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him too. After this interview, the astrologers started out again and looked. The star appeared to them standing over Bethlehem. Their joy knew no bounds. Entering the house where the baby and Mary, his mother, were, they threw themselves down before him, worshiping. Then they opened their presents and gave him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But when they returned to their own land, they didn't go through Jerusalem to report to Herod. For God had warned them in a dream not to go home another way. After they were gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up and flee to Egypt with the baby and his mother, the angel said. And stay there until I tell you to return, for King Herod is going to try to kill the child. That same night, he left for Egypt with Mary and the baby. They stayed there until King Herod's death. This fulfilled the prophet's prediction. I have called my son from Egypt. Herod was furious when he learned that the astrologers had disobeyed him, sending soldiers to Bethlehem. He ordered them to kill every baby boy 2 years old and under, both in the town and on the nearby farms, for astrologers had told him the star first appeared to them 2 years before. This brutal action of Herod's fulfilled the prophecy of Jeremiah. Screams of anguish come from Ramah, unrestrained. Rachel weeping for her children, uncomforted, for they were dead. Then Herod died. An angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and told him.
Oops, went a little far. That's okay. So we have Matthew's version of the birth of Christ. Next week, we'll have Luke's version. But this points out that Christ was born, and wise men came.
And he was prophesied beforehand.
It was prophesied beforehand that he would come, and that the great things he would do, not the least of which, is he would lead his people to salvation by forgiving or out of their sins.
Herod didn't like that. He wanted to be the king with them.
Right. Herod, when he heard that Jesus was the king of the Jews, was thinking like a leader of a country, not realizing that Jesus was going to be the leader of the religion, the spiritual leader, and he was going to save his people and lead his people back to God and in God's wishes. Jealousy started rising, and that's what led him to order the murder of all these children, because he wanted to make sure.
Also, what had set him off was the fact that the wise men that he had told to report back to him disobeyed him.
Well, they were, yeah. Also, you have to take into consideration that they weren't beholden to him as servants. They were men of wealth that may have actually been leaders of their own country. They were wealthy enough that they didn't have to listen to him as you know, most people would have to listen to the mayor of their city, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the mayor of your city tells you to do something, well, what are you going to do? Depending on where you live, may or may not have to do it. In the United States, we don't have to do it unless we work in a job where we have to listen to the mayor. But it's not like...
We're not there yet, obeying what the authority said.
We have to, as a society, we have to follow what is acceptable as normal.
But being what Herod was asking,
he was
nowadays definitely illegal. But
they were warned. Go ahead.
He was like a dictator.
Yes.
Yeah. They were all dictators back then. All the kings.
No, not all of them.
But
a
you know what?
A portion of them were.
The majority of them, yeah.
Well, when the angels came and told them that, you know, this was prophesied and not to.
Not to
back
go back to Herod, yeah.
Yeah. They knew where that came from.
Oh, yeah. There was no problem identifying where that came from.
God.
And we should be thankful that they did.
Yeah.
Because had they not, this story would have turned out a little different. Well, I won't say a little different. A lot different.
Yeah, because none of us would have a chance to be saved.
Well, no, we'd still have a chance, but it would have been probably another 1,000 years before.
Yeah, but I think that God would have intervened in another way.
In another way. Probably by working on one of the soldiers, making him, whoever the soldier in charge of that particular group was, and as soon as they entered the house where Jesus was, would have clouded over, because there are a number of references in the Bible where Jesus was obscured from vision, from everyone's sight. He left towns, and nobody saw him do it. He left buildings, and nobody saw him.
And he was right there, and nobody saw him.
That's right. There are a couple of times where it took the actual touching of either his garment or his person, I apologize, not touching of him, but him touching a person, for them to realize who he was, let alone that he was there. Oh, Satan's playing again. Got my neighbors all riled up. If you hear bumping noises or loud voices, please ignore them. And it's just about time to say goodnight. We've got 5 minutes left.
This is Brother AJ. I want to say to everybody out there, it's been a pleasure with you. I'll be here for the rest of the month on these shows. And thank you for all your prayers through the last few years. God bless.
God bless. Have a nice...
No, it's not time yet. We still have a few minutes.
I'm just saying... I'm sorry.
Yes, you're jumping the gun there, Brother Wade. I just wanted to let everyone know that if we want to, we can close up early, but we still have a couple minutes left. Please remember your fellow man at this time of the year. We should be remembering our fellow man all year long.
Yeah.
First and foremost, remember God and Jesus Christ first.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Always have Christmas every day. My grandmother always said, have Christ in your heart every day.
As if it were Christmas.
Yep,
as if
it were Christmas.
That's very difficult to do. You hear it all the time. You hear it sometimes in June or July when there's Christmas in June or Christmas in July. And, you know, that's nice, but you know what? It's very difficult to do. It's very difficult to have.
Especially when it's hot.
Well, we're in this day and age, we're surrounded by tragedy and downfalls and everything like that. You know, it's tragedies in other countries, in our country, you know, hunger, crime, and it is very difficult nowadays. But
don't forget about
that.
Homelessness, you know, that hunger, that those things that, you know, really tear our attention away from God, when that's when we should be focusing.
That's why we need to pray for everybody all the time, so that God can intervene in places where he needs people. He can change it for all the people, but they have to be willing. And we have freedom of will. So it's up to us to make the choice.
Someone can be there trying to help you because God sent them, but if you don't accept it because your pride is too big or because you think you can handle it,
Let's
face it. No one can handle everything. Even Jesus had to ask for help.
And even Jesus said, when they didn't listen, dust your feet and move on down the road.
But Jesus also said that sometimes the answer is no. Because he asked this cup to be taken from his lips. But if that is not your will, Lord, I will do as you want.
And he did.
But that's Easter time we're talking about. We're right now we need to be focusing on
his birth
and remembering that because of his birth we have by believing we reaffirm that we are saved. Each show this month, and there will only be two more, we will be changing our introduction music. At this time, I would ask everyone to, if they have a prayer request or a birthday announcement, please send it or them to us at info@CelticCrossman. Birthday announcements should have the person's name, their birthday, not the year, and whether or not this person would like to be acknowledged for wishing them a happy birthday. Please put in the subject line CWN, which stands for Christian Warrior Network, OTC, which stands for Oblong Table Crew, or Celtic CCFM, which stands for Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministries. And I say ta-ta for now.
God bless everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.